Welcome to Refresh, a podcast designed to revive, recharge, and renew your faith and give you the tools to follow Jesus. Refresh comes to you from the Salvation Army in Gwinnett County, Georgia. We meet in person every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. or online on Facebook and YouTube at Sal Army Gwinnett. We are excited that you have joined us this week and pray that God will bring His Word to life. And now, for our speaker.
Good morning, church. How's everybody doing? Good? Good. Let's pray and then we'll begin. God, I thank you so much for being with us this morning, O Lord. Thank you for speaking to us through the music, the scripture readings, O Lord, through the prayers that have gone forth, O Lord. Father, thank you that you're a God who hears us and who's with us, O Lord. And so, Father, I pray right now, O Lord, you be with me as I speak through your word, O Lord. Father, I ask that you open the word for us, O Lord, and make clear your vision for us. Father, we surrender to you this morning. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen. Good morning. I am so excited to be here in this house of the Lord. I have to say this before I preach that my family, my girls, and we have been so welcome here in this place, and we are so grateful for the hospitality and the love that you shared with us. And my daughter is waving at me, so I need to wave back at her. She's so excited to be here. Thank you for your love. I thank you for just the way you welcomed us. And God is so good in this place. And I see day in and day out like how you serve the Lord, faithfully surrendering to Him. And I'm so grateful that you said yes to the Lord in surrender. Today is Candidate Sunday. Some of you are nervous about me. So like, oh no, he's going to corner us and ask us, are you called? Don't worry. I will never do that to you, because God's calling is not my job, right? God is the one who calls you individually. My job is just to be a servant on the side and help in any ways that I can. God is calling you. Regardless of the Salvation Army calls or any leader calls, God's voice is louder and clearer. But are we listening is the question. You know, today also is an international day of prayer for modern slavery and people who are stuck in human trafficking. This is the Candidate Sunday, International Prayer for Modern Slavery and Human Trafficking. It's kind of like, I'm so grateful that we are part of a church, a global church, that where God has called people, and people have answered that call to go into the darkest places and the hardest places to rescue people, to save people from those kind of things that are holding them down. Today is an international day of prayer for people who are stuck. Even today in 2025, the numbers are high. Even in Atlanta, Georgia, there are people who are stuck in trafficking, human trafficking. There are people who are crying out for help throughout the world. And what an amazing part that is, as a global church, we get to come together and stand up for those who are in need. I love that I'm part of a church who's not just a church on a Sunday morning for an hour. We are a church on action. We are a church on move. And I'm grateful that God has called people to step into those things. So if you can, please stand with me if you're willing to be silent for just a few minutes and to pray for people who are stuck in trafficking, right? If you could stand with me just for a few seconds. And I'm going to pray for us for that. God, we gather together right now and join our global army, O Lord, and pray for people who are stuck, captured, tortured in this horrible thing about human trafficking, O Lord, the modern slavery, O Lord. I pray, O Lord, that may you set them free. Father, I pray that you send your protection around them, O Lord. Father, we might not even understand what that means right now to the people who are in those places, O Lord. But Father, as brothers and sisters in Christ, we stand together, O Lord.
crying out to you, Lord. You're a God who hears our prayers, O Lord. And we believe in that, Lord Jesus. And so, Father, we come together, Lord. We pray for officers and employees and soldiers who are in the front to fight this battle against modern slavery and human trafficking, O Lord. Father, may you equip them. May you strengthen them, O Lord. May you bless them, O Lord, and may you continue to use them in powerful ways, O Lord. So, Father, thank you for using our brothers and sisters to save others. So, Father, we come together in this way and have your way with our army, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. 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 Thank you. Talking about listening to God. I love that, you know, that God calls us, that he's the one who says, I'm calling, are you listening? You know, talking about the prophet Samuel, Hannah, who was in Samuel chapter 1, was praying for a son. She didn't have a son, and she was praying for a son, and she was saying, God, if you give me a son, I will dedicate this son for your glory and for your honor, for your kingdom. When I was thinking about that, I was thinking about my dedication. I don't remember anything about my dedication, but I wanted to show you a picture of my dedication right there. You can't laugh at that. You know that, right? I don't know why you're laughing, but that is a picture. I don't know why I was dressed up in a dress. I still have complaints with my parents. I'm like, Dad, Mom, why did you do that to me? They said, that's the only thing that we had. And I'm so grateful for this time, but I don't remember anything about it. But my mom always tells me this, that Ashish, when you were dedicated, you know, we gave yourself to the Lord and said, God, use him for your kingdom. That I dedicated you for the Salvation Army. I said, why, Mom? You didn't even ask me. She said, when you were born, like, you had this salute of Salvation Army, and I wish I had a picture of that, but I don't. But I used to ask my moms, like, Mom and Dad, why did you do that? You didn't even ask me questions. As growing up, I still had this question and doubt. Like, my parents used to remind me, anytime people would come to our house, they would say, you know, we dedicated Ashish to the Lord. You know, we gave him to the Lord for the service of the Salvation Army. I said, oh man, this is getting tough. And as they would say this, I had my internal struggles. I had my internal things going on saying, God, I don't know if I could do this. God, I don't know if I'm called to do this. I'll be honest with you, as growing up, I was struggling with my own faith. I would go to church. I would go to, you know, like, wear my uniform and be part of the congregation. But somewhere inside, I would be like, is God there? Because growing up, I saw a lot of suffering. Growing up in India, I saw a lot of hard things happening around my family and in our community, and I would question God. God, are you real? God, are you there? And here are my parents excited, like, we dedicated you to the Lord, and here I am internally questioning everything that was going on. My parents were excited, and, you know, they lived by example. I've shared this many times, and I won't share that again here, but they've lived by example what it means to really listen to the Lord and serve him. But when I went to pharmacy school, that's where I gave my life to the Lord. That's a big story, maybe for another day. If you want to know one-on-one, I would love to tell you that. But in the midst of questioning, doubting, God was always calling me through other people, through the scriptures, through soldiers within the congregation, through officers that I've seen, but I've always ignored it as, nah, this is not for me. This is not for me. And when I was at a pharmacy school, in a very tough situation where people were questioning and asking me why I was a Christian, in that hard place, in that place of, like, doubt and all those questions coming to me, that's where I said, God, I gave my life to you. It was not a loud noise that came to me, but it was a spirit within me was stirring something inside me saying, Ashish, Ashish, I love you. And I felt so bad because I rejected him. I said no to him, but yet God was persistent in his reaching for me. Do you know that God always reaches for you, even though when we say no to him, even though when we reject him, he is a loving father who wants to speak to us. And I'm so grateful that God never gave up on me. I'm so grateful that God never stopped speaking to me. I gave him all the reasons to do that. And we give all the reasons to do that, right? But we serve a Father who loves us dearly, who knows us by name, and he is consistent in his love for us. I'm grateful, long story short, you know, like I'm here today. Praise the Lord. It's not always easy, but I'm grateful for this calling that God has called on my heart. Some days it's hard, some days it's great, but even today, when you surrender into his place, into his arms, he will still speak to us. We come to this story in 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. I love this story. Especially in the world that we are in right now, there's so much noise happening. So much chaos around us. If you open social media, there's tension going on. There's war happening. And in the midst of all of that, as I was preparing for this, I love that God wants to speak to us clearly, and he's calling us. He wants to speak to us and turn down the volume of the world and turn the volume of who he is in our lives. The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord, before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There was not many visions. And I love that Samuel, who was born to Hannah, who has been dedicated to the temple service. Now Samuel in chapter 3 is in the temple serving under Eli. And the word of the Lord was rare, it says. There's not many vision. You know, sometimes when we think about the world and the things that are going around the world, we feel like, man, where is God? Is God saying something to us today? Is God still calling us? Can I tell you that God is still speaking to us today? He's still the same God who spoke to Samuel. He's the same God for us today. He is still speaking to us. You know, there was a problem in that time of Eli and his leadership. His son, Hophni and Phinehas, were like corrupt leaders. They were part of the church, that they were not being good leaders in that time. They were giving in to sin, and Eli was not correcting that. He had lost his vision. He has lost his leadership. They had lost the vision of who God is, and the word was rare at that time. And the word was not there for them at that time. Can I tell you this morning again, I love that through the Son, Jesus Christ, who died on that cross for us, the word is not rare for us in 2025. Do you believe that this morning? Joel was quoted in Acts chapter 2 saying, in the last days, the Holy Spirit will be on upon all people, that the sons and daughters will prophesy. Do we believe that this morning, that in this place that God can use people in that way? Do you believe that in this place that God can fill us with the Holy Spirit to speak life into others? And again, I know it's Candidate Sunday, so I'm not just talking about officership here. As we heard beautifully how it was represented, God can speak to each one of us in different ways. I'm grateful for the teachers. I'm grateful for the firefighters. I'm grateful for the lawyers. I'm grateful for the bandmasters. I'm grateful for everyone that contributes towards the church. God is speaking, and his word is not rare in this day and age. There's a group right now on a text group that is happening after TYI. And maybe quite a few of them are still part of it. And there's few of them, every day they're putting scripture words on that chat. And people are loving it. People are talking about it. I am so grateful for that. Young people are on fire for the Lord. Amen. The word of the Lord is not rare in 2025. He's alive. He's speaking to us. But at that time, in Eli's time, the word was rare and there was no vision. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming weak, that he could be barely see, and was laying down in his usual place. I had marked that place down. It says usual place. Sometimes we are so comfortable in our usual place. The comfortable, the usual that we are so used to, sometimes we block that, because when we are just comfortable in our little spaces, we block from hearing what God has to say. See, the word of the Lord can be rare in our life if we don't open the word. The word of the Lord can be rare in our life if we are blind to what God is showing us, and if our ears are closed from what he's trying to say to us. It's on us that we would be like people who are saying, God, I'm here. I want to open the word and dig deeper into your word, Lord. I want to open my ears and my eyes to see what you have to say, O Lord. Eli was getting old. He was in his usual place. I want to call people in this room to come out of the usual place and be uncomfortable for the Lord. Step into places that God is calling you to. Step into places where God can use you in powerful ways. And he says in verse 3, the lamp of God had not yet gone out. I love that. That in the time of Eli, that there was lack of vision, there was, you know, there was discouragement, there was people who didn't know what to do at that time, and people thought that God was not speaking. There was silence from God. In verse 3, the lamp of God had not yet gone out. There was a lamp in the temple at that time, used to be from the evening to the dawn. And God speaks to Samuel in the middle of the night. The reason why I have hope is that the lamp of God had not yet gone out. Sometimes we look around the world and we see the need and we see the, you know, the tension around the world. There is still hope. There is still light. There's still God who's shining light through his people and using his people. In the midst of darkness, he's shining his light, saying that I want to use people like you to shine in the darkest places of the world. His word is still alive. His light is still on. You know, I was at TMI since I've taken this role as candidate secretary. I got to go to TMI. I got to see people who were hungry for the Lord, worshiping in all their talents and gifts. There was a board in TMI where the hall was. In the back of the board, the delegates were writing prayer requests that I want to be light in the darkness. I have pictures of those prayers, and it encourages me. One of those prayers was like, I want to be a good neighbor. I want to be a good friend. I want to be light in the world. These are the young people on fire for the Lord. I was at TYI, and there was this hunger and thirst for the Lord. People were just at the altar saying, Lord, use me. And there was like call to officership, and there's like all these young people on the stage ready to serve the Lord and saying, God, I am hungry for you. Use me, O Lord. What an amazing, encouraging thing that was for me to see. At Bible conference, all these people are saying, yes, Lord, I want to be used by you. Not too long ago at 7:30 weekend, there was about 105 delegates who were there to hear God's voice. There's one wow, thank you. Are you excited about that? Do you see what the Lord is doing? Let's not be just caught up into our own little world right now. Let's be rejoicing what the Lord is doing. There's a bigger world out there. There's bigger things that God wants to call us and call us to see that the Lord is using people in a mighty way. And that's why I'm so hopeful that the lamp of God had not yet gone out. The lamp of God is not gone out because God is still calling people. And I know that some of these people who have gone on the stage will not become officers. But my prayer is that they will be good citizens in this country. My prayer is that they will be good students in their school. My prayer is that they will be good teachers and whatever God has called them to be. I love that God is speaking to people. that he is setting people on fire. The light of the Lord is still burning in people's hearts and minds and souls. And I've seen that with my eyes this last summer. And I'm sad to see what God is going to do next. And Samuel was laying down in his house of the Lord where the ark of God was. Posture is important. Let me read this again. And Samuel was laying down in the house of the Lord where the ark of God was. Two positions here. Eli was in his usual place. Samuel is in the house of the Lord where the ark of God was. Your position, your posture matters. If you want to hear from God, if you want to listen to what he has to say, we have to posture ourselves in a way that we can hear from God. See, we are too crowded with all that noise that is out from this world. As soon as you open our phone, there's things going on. As soon as we go out of this door, there's things trying to get our attention. And I love that this posturing of Samuel, who's a young boy at that time, he's near to the Lord and saying, in this place, he will hear the Lord. Are you in your usual place? Are you trying to be where the Lord is? The Lord called to Samuel. Samuel answered, here I am. And he ran to Eli and said, here I am. You called me. But Eli said, I did not call you. Go back, lie down. So when he went and lay down, again the Lord called Samuel. And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, here I am. You called me. My son Eli said, I did not call. Go back and lay down. I don't know. If my daughter did that to me, I'll be like, just go back to sleep. But I'm glad that even in that time, Eli was being patient with him. And a third time, the Lord called Samuel. And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, here I am, you called me. What a scene this is. We are so used to this passage, isn't it? You've heard this story over and over again. When I read this, what an amazing story. This is not just a made-up story. These are real people, real time, real places. And this is what is happening, that the Lord is calling Samuel. Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. I love that Eli was aware and was sensitive to this, that this is not some ordinary call. This must be the Lord. So go and lay down and say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Sometimes we need to go to a place where God can speak to us. Sometimes we need to just, close down the noise of the world, close the distraction of the world, and be in a posture and go to a place where we can listen to the Lord. What is that place for you? How does God speak to you? Where does God speak to you? I hope that this is the place where God speaks to you too. But I also hope in your personal time that we go to a place as Samuel went and laid back down where he was supposed to be. And we are in that place saying, God, I'm in a posture, O Lord, speak to me. I want to hear from you, O Lord. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there. Man, when I read this, this is amazing. The Lord came and stood there. When you're obedient, when you're in a posture to listen, when you are surrendered to the Lord, when you are in a place where God wants to speak, he will come into those places of your life. Even if it's great things that are happening, even in your darkest places, God will show up in those places. And I can testify to you today, this morning, that God has shown up in my life in so many places. Maybe not physically standing up there, but in giving me peace in my heart when there was no peace. Giving hope in my life when there seemed to be no hope in my life. Giving direction in my life when there was no way I could see anything. Can I tell you this morning, when you seek him, When you surrender him, when you posture yourself in obedience to hear from him, I can guarantee you and testify you, you will experience his presence. This is the true word. The Lord came and stood there calling as at the other times. And this time he calls, Samuel, Samuel. I love that the Lord knows our name, right? The Lord knows us by name. He knows everything about us. You know, I sometimes am scared to give my name to Starbucks or Chick-fil-A because they always spell my name wrong. One time I went to Chick-fil-A and my name was spelled S-H-H-H-H-H-H-S-H. And the lady came to me and I said, I need you to pronounce that name before I take this order. She said, no, I didn't do it. I said, no, you need, I was just joking with her. But, you know, like she, I was like, I'm so sorry. They wrote it down like this. My own daughter calls me Sheesh Kebab sometimes. Can you imagine, right? There's another friend who sneezes my name out. Sheesh. I'm so glad the Lord knows us by name. And this morning, he's calling your name, whatever that looks like. If it's officership, praise the Lord. If it's local leadership, praise the Lord for that. If it's being good neighbors in your community, praise the Lord for that. If it's standing up for somebody who cannot speak for themselves, praise the Lord for that. If you can be a good citizen in this country, praise the Lord for that. God is calling. God is calling you to be a good father. God is calling you to be a good husband. God is calling you to be a good friend. God is calling you to be a good neighbor to your people, even in this room right now. Are you listening to what the Lord is saying? Then Samuel said, speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. Isn't that amazing? This young boy recognized the Lord's voice and he said, speak, Lord. I'm here. I'm listening. Is that our posture? I hope it is. Is that our prayer? I hope it is. Our prayer should always be, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Please, Lord, speak to me. I want to be in a posture to hear your voice. You know, and I love that the Lord who called you is faithful, and he will do it in your life. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 19, it says, the Lord was with Samuel as he grew up, and he let none of Samuel's words fall to the ground. Hallelujah. The Lord called Samuel, this little boy, he just didn't call him and say, all right, now you're on your own. No, the Lord was with him. The one who calls you this morning is with you. He knows you by name. And he wants to be with you. He'll never let you fail. I love that. I can stand here in the promises of Lord knowing that, man, in my weaknesses, and there are many, in my introvertness, in my lack of knowledge, the Lord will never fail me. I'm in a posture to receive from what the Lord is saying. The Lord calls Samuel. The Lord is calling you. Are you going to listen to his voice? As the band plays, as the worship time, I love in the Salvation Army, we have the mercy seat. If the Holy Spirit has spoken to you, if the Holy Spirit has nudged your heart, please don't go out of this place without acknowledging, without being in his presence. Come to this place of altar saying, Lord, here I am. I need to hear from you, Lord. There are things in my life that have been holding me back. There have been things that are crowding my mind, O Lord. But Father, I want to be in a posture to receive from you, Lord. I want to be in a posture to say, Lord, I am here. Speak to me. Just the way in the Old Testament, Samuel was called by God, Jesus calls his disciples. I love that. Walking through the dirty streets of Galilee, he's calling his disciples as they're fishing. Come follow me. As, you know, he calls people by name. As Paul, who was ready to go and persecute people, Jesus encounters him and he says, come, follow me. I love that, that there is a call in the Old Testament, there's a call in the New Testament, and there's a call right now here in this place. Spend some time at the altar. Say, Lord, I surrender to you. Lord, I want to hear from you, Lord. Don't leave this place without really surrendering to him. Being in a posture of saying, Lord, I am here for you, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Speak to me. So, Father, I thank you for this morning, Lord. Father, your word is powerful. Your word never goes wasted, O Lord. Father, I thank you for this beautiful congregation, this beautiful church that you brought us together, O Lord. Father, I thank you for each one of them. Father, I pray that may you be the center of their lives. Father, if it's a calling to follow you as an officer, Lord, may you confirm that this morning. Father, if it's a call to do your will in some other areas of life, Lord, I pray that they will listen and follow you, Lord Jesus. Father, I thank you that you individually call us, Lord. Father, I thank you that your voice is loud and clear, O Lord. So, Father, help us to turn down the distraction, O Lord, and increase the volume of your voice, O Lord. Father, may our prayer be here, Lord. Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. So, Father, we give you glory and honor to this time. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Refresh. Be sure to hit subscribe and like us on Facebook and YouTube to never miss an episode. If you liked what you heard, be sure to share it with your friends and family. We pray that you will be refreshed and ready to take on your week. See you next time. God bless.